Oh,
that's a good start. We're recording. Nice, and we're in.
Oh, man, I got so close to playing a Christmassy song.
Maybe you did play a Christmassy song.
Hey, it's Thursday, which means it's time for Three is the Funniest Number with your least Christmas knowing ukulele or whatever. Hey, it's the Three is the Funniest crew. This is Jan.
I'm Scott.
Why is he just going so fucking fast? I'm Ryan the Doc in the corner, I guess.
My name's Aaron.
And we have a special guest. You have to you have to introduce yourself.
Are special.
Oh, I don't get an intro?
No, you got to tell me who you are.
Oh.
Oh. You're in colleges across the country.
Clubs and colleges across the nation. Taylor.
Recently featured on... I don't know. Were you recently featured somewhere?
No.
Oh, okay, fair
why
enough.
Would I be?
Oh, no. That would have been exciting, though.
I'm just giving you an opportunity to just make something up.
Oh, I don't fly that way.
You're not an improver.
No, I'm an improver.
You just didn't yes and that one.
Nope.
Okay, fair enough.
Apparently, Taylor is upper echelon improver. She's not having your fucking...
She's too good for that.
...nonsense. I like that.
I mean, hey, you said it.
So, well, what's going on? Ryan just wants to throw quack snacks around. This week, we're getting so close to the end of this year, but it's not the season finale. We're going to come back again
mm-hmm,
next week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're going to hear our ridiculous voices. We're going to say silly things. You may laugh. You may not. You'll probably just get really annoyed.
You might cry.
You'll probably cry of boredom.
Where's this going?
I don't know.
So we had a funny thing today at school.
Okay.
Today at school.
Here we go.
In advisory. Uh-huh. We're talking...
That's like study hall for those of you.
No, it is not.
Okay. It's homeroom.
Homeroom. You know, I should
like
know.
Like therapy. Group therapy.
Yeah.
That's what I
It's like an
advisory.
AA meeting.
Yeah.
Everyone's nobody knows anybody's last
name. You
names.
Say your name every time.
Every time.
You sit in a circle.
So many circles.
Mm-hmm. You have to acknowledge a god. I'm sorry.
Our current unit is on media digital
literacy.
I was going to say citizenship.
Oh, I think it's that too.
Great.
It's going well.
And today was about screen time.
Ooh.
And what I learned that I didn't know before is that you can look up your weekly average screen time on your phone.
Uh-huh.
And so I think we should all do that and report out.
Oh, man.
We could do that. I know that I get a notification from my phone.
Well, a result of my advisory today, I set a goal.
More or less? I need more screen time.
I set a goal for less screen time. I still have 57 minutes left. Nope.
Per day?
I have 32 minutes left, and I'll still be able to meet my goal.
I don't know where
my goal was for an hour and a half.
A day.
Yes.
That's a very little amount of screen time, is it not?
Yes.
Well, my average was 2 hours and 40 minutes. I had an advisee whose average daily screen time was 12 hours.
Well, that's unacceptable.
That's half a day.
Ouch.
That's so many.
That's unacceptable.
But that's average for a teenager.
She was on the higher end. My student teacher had 8 hours of daily screen time.
The pandemic me, I was on that thing.
Now, what I can say is this, like, with the iPhone, like, once a week you get the update of, like, hey, this is what you did this week. And I do remember it, because I don't know where to look at it on my phone right now, but I do know that the last time that I looked at it, it was something in the range of 5 hours a day is what I averaged.
But what my phone doesn't
factor in, and this is a true story about me, when I'm at work, sitting at my desk, writing up jobs, drawing up house plans... What I frequently do is put one earbud in and watch South Park episodes. And so my phone thinks that I'm on the screen, but I'm just watching South Park, and that's my, like, room tone in my ear. Because if I listen to music, I get distracted. It's really weird. If I'm listening to something that I already know,
you're not looking
it has something, so I'm not like...
Scott's daily average... It's 6 hours and 20 minutes.
That's South Park, while I'm doing some work, though.
Well, let's see. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, though?
Mm-hmm.
What app do you use to watch South Park?
HBO Max.
Yeah.
Okay, it's true.
Yeah.
So your average is how much again?
6 hours a day.
My average is 2 hours and 46 minutes.
Oh, we're almost exact.
I don't think mine gives me an average.
You did spend 3.5 hours this week on Instagram, though.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And most of it... You know what? I'm going to say that that's totally wrong, because when I turn on Spotify and I drive, for some reason... It won't shut off.
Does it say your most used app is Spotify?
1 hour and 27 minutes.
Good God. My HBO Max is 12 hours and 48 minutes this week. Instagram is 3 hours. There's a lot of South Park playing on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I can't listen to music. Music really distracts me. And I know people like having music while they're working, but...
I have a recommendation.
I'm listening to everything that's happening with the music, which is the way I'm trying to justify it. And I'm interested trying to learn the lyrics and trying to learn the parts of the music. So it's far more distracting than some little cartoon nerds cracking jokes.
A lot of our listeners may already be keen to this one. You could just play a podcast... Like, 3 is the funniest number.
Why would I do that? I don't want to listen to our podcast. I have no interest in hearing me talk.
Fair enough.
Which would be odd to most people, because all I fucking do is talk.
I don't know if you really are interested in hearing yourself.
No, I'm just more interested in getting the gas out of my body. I'm brimming with ideas at all times. I got to get it out of me.
Fair. If you were to hold it in, what would happen?
He farts.
Fart words?
Loudly.
Well, that's worth trying. Actually, that's interesting.
How long do you think you could really go without talking?
Oh, now, if I were actually put to the task, mm-hmm. How long could I go without talking? I think I could legit go 36 hours without saying a word.
Huh.
Then I would pop. But I think I could go 36 hours straight without saying a word.
Huh. I think I've gone almost 2 whole days without talking, and I am talking as much as you. Johnny Cash loves talking more than me because she's louder. But
now 2 whole days, that's pert near 48 hours.
That's 48 hours. I did it.
That's 12 more than I said.
And I love talking so much that this wasn't enough for me. Having one podcast wasn't enough. I had to have a second one.
When I was a kid, my aunt would always play the quiet game with me, and she'd say that if I could be quiet for 2 hours, she'd give me $20. And I was all just putting it in the savings account.
Yeah. You made it.
No, baseball cards I would buy. Yeah. But yeah, I used to be paid by my family to shut the fuck up. Wow. My grandpa,
rich family?
By Louisiana standards. Mm-hmm.
They owned their
just, own just that particular aunt and uncle. Mm. They had money, and I always wished they were my parents. Because it would have been so cool. They had a pool. Man, that was neat. Aunt, sister, and Uncle Larry, they had a pool in their backyard. They lived right outside of New Orleans. They always went to, shit in the city.
You know, growing up, I do also remember, having a pool was the mark of doing well.
That's it. You succeeded as a human if you had a pool in your backyard.
It didn't matter if it was an in-ground or above-ground pool. Any pool was doing well. Now, there is quite a big difference between which one is doing really well.
Drastically.
Because you really can't have that much fun in an above-ground pool, but, you know, no. People spend a lot of money on those things.
You can't put a slide on an above... Well, I'm not going to... Yeah, I immediately backpedaled on that.
Put a slide on any pool.
Yeah, not... I
mean...
I said... I corrected myself. I was incorrect.
No, slip and slide is the slide.
Can we take a moment and talk about slides?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, we're in the process of...
Oh, God damn it.
Construction in our backyard.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So...
For the slide.
I think people know, really trust Ryan, let him do as he pleases.
Mm-hmm.
Make a thing, it's gonna be great.
Mm-hmm.
I have one minor suggestion for our backyard that he is ridiculing me about and ignoring me and will not do.
Go on.
I think... From the back door to the fire pit level, there should be a beer slide.
Such opulence that from the back door to the fire pit level.
Into a cooler next to the fire pit.
I would love that.
I think that's fantastic.
Right? I think he would be foolish not to put it in.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
damn near reckless not putting that
in. Yeah, he might get arrested for not doing that.
Like, getting up and going back and forth from the kitchen, like, people could fall, people could trip,
slip. Well, just
slip.
How much fun to have something that customized.
Yeah.
And then it goes into a cooler.
That's really cool.
A permanent outside cooler?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Built into the deck.
Yeah. That
sounds like a lot.
Of fun.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about
it. I was trying to dig in that compacted dirt.
I'm just saying,
you were like, why are you using that little shovel? And I was like, oh, because I have to put my entire body weight in it just to dig a little hole to put a pier.
Sure.
Imagine a cooler.
But the cooler could be built into, like, a bench. It doesn't need to go in the ground.
Nobody said it was in the ground.
Yeah. Well, and really, Ryan, you're not taking care of future you.
Future me doesn't need a cooler of beer
outside. I think he does.
No,
I
he doesn't, because then he stops doing things.
Oh.
The whole
Your kitchen has a cooler of beer in it.
Yes.
At all times.
I have to move. To get to it.
What?
Imagine how much I could just stick it out by the fire pit by myself or with people or not with people. Like, it's fine. But when I don't have to leave that, might as well just burn the house, too. That's a bigger fire.
Well, what if we do this? What if
my beer's right here.
What if you do that slide, and you're always the person who has to actually go inside the house to start sliding beers down? That way you get your steps in, you're so worried about.
I don't want
to
do that either.
Well, see? So now you're just being argumentative for the sake of arguing.
And selfish.
I have given you the job of being the person who always stocks it full of beer, which lets you get your steps in that matter so much to you. And then you're not sitting by the fire being a fucking waste of space, which is the way that I feel
I'm
like you just
start
described yourself.
Pounding beers and sending empty cans down and see how people work that out.
I think it'd be cool. Or like a zip line. What if it wasn't a slide, but like a zip line? Like just
that's
one little.
That's better because it takes way less engineering to make.
And you load it up.
You're less likely to have somebody drunkenly tumble over that shit.
Yeah.
Or clothesline themselves then, to the point of. Ruin.
Interesting you say clothesline, because it could just be on a clothesline rig where it's just like little baskets that you just send them down and pull them back up. And just little baskets that you load.
Well, I like that.
That's kind of cute. That's a compromise.
And with the zipline, you can also carry things like bags of chips. You know, so I think the zipline also a good idea. Mm-hmm. I say both.
You could load, what's it called? Celestial Pursuit. Like if somebody wants to play around with Celestial Pursuit, you could put cards in the basket.
I feel like we may have to do this in round, or in the second half of this, because listeners, you may not know this, but Taylor can also answer these Celestial Pursuit questions.
We've got another ex-Mormon in the room.
I actually think it's pretty important that we pull a couple of cards out in the second segment. That's actually pretty important.
So,
I like that.
Second half, we're doing a little Celestial Pursuit.
All right.
We're going to be in pursuit.
So,
I really actually, like, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry that I love your slide idea, but now I'm thinking.
I'm okay with this.
Zip line is actually pretty dope.
I just don't think Ryan is compromising. He does not want to either.
I think we have not built the picture for our listeners that there's not really enough room to safely do that.
Just
think of how many of our friends who've tumbled over simple things. Just bean themselves on little things in a wide open space.
Fair.
With a fire pit that's large enough to put at least half of the humans in this room into.
Fair. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's really overstating the size of the fire pit.
I would not fit in that fire pit.
Half.
Not a single one of us would fit in there.
No, half of your body. Like
you said half of the humans in the room. That means
at least
half
of one of the humans in the room. There you go.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sorry. I don't think Aaron is talking about putting anything just right outside the door. It's going off the edge of it, so it's all just on the edge of the deck, so that cooler would be on the edge of the deck. So it's over there by where the weird cat stairs are.
But the upper half is, to where a cooler could be, is crossing a very... It's the main thoroughfare of the low level.
No, I'm with him over there.
Cat door side.
Cat door side.
Yeah, I think we've solved it, and now you have to make it.
So then no one's walking around it, it's just going over there.
I will get in touch with the city and see what kind of permit we need for that tomorrow, because I'm dealing with cities all the time. I'll work on the permit for it.
Taylor just learned that we have a cat door.
Yeah, I did.
Cat stairs, more importantly.
Stairs. Now define cat stairs.
Stairs for cats. Mm-hmm.
There's this weird mystery spot on the side of their house.
Like, where they're small?
Yeah.
They go down the side of the house out of the cat door.
That's kind of cute.
Isn't it adorable?
It's so cute. That's one of the selling points.
No, the cats don't need that, apparently.
That's true.
They don't hold on to it.
They're cats. Oh, our cats might.
You could modify it with one of those weird electric chairs that old people use to get up their stairs.
An acorn chair.
Yeah. What's that called?
An acorn chair.
Well, that's adorable. Is that actually what it's called?
I think so.
That's fucking cool.
I could be wrong.
No, don't acorns fall?
Yeah.
Yes, they're preventing it.
I don't understand.
I think that's wrong.
I think it's right because nobody's checking. So yeah. That's called an acorn chair. Who knew that shit?
We actually have a fact checker on this podcast who doesn't tend to do his job very well.
He's an unpaid intern.
I'm
what are you going to do?
Who cares?
I want that to be an acorn chair, which is what I call it now. Because Taylor said it, and I love that.
What I've learned is that Acorn is one brand.
Hey!
Of a chair.
You were right.
It's like the chapstick of lip balm, you know? You only know the one name.
Are there others?
Lip balms?
I'm kidding.
Or chairs.
Yes.
There's a lot of other chairs.
Okay.
What's your favorite flavor of lip balm, now that we're talking about lip balms?
Moisturizer.
Mountain Dew.
The SPF 30.
No, I'm not even kidding. Mountain Dew.
The blue chapstick?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like lip moisturizer, like four lip moisturizer or whatever. Yep, tastes like vanilla.
Yeah.
Or smells like vanilla. Don't taste like shit.
I got...
Yeah, my favorite, too.
For Christmas, I got Mountain Dew lip balm once from my stepbrother. And I was like, why did you get this? But... The girl I was dating at the time found it and started using it, and... It did taste quite spectacular.
Oh, interesting.
It didn't taste like Mountain Dew at all.
I like the Dr. Pepper flavored shit.
What?
There's a Dr. Pepper flavored lip balm. I haven't had it since I was maybe 12, but that shit exists and it was delicious.
I haven't had this since I was like 38.
I also may have not used lip balm since I was 12.
Fair enough.
I would like to recommend an activity for everyone. If you're ever feeling sad... You should just look up images of the chair. What are they called?
Acorn chairs.
Acorn chairs. Because you've never seen happier old people than the people in those ads.
I old people are happy.
They're so happy in their chair going up the stairs. Some of them, they have grandchildren sitting on the stairs, like, watching them.
It's a fun little
game.
It's
a good time.
Well, I'm doing it. Oh, my God, you're right.
They're so happy.
And they are all
on the back of those buses. From whatever health that
wait a minute, am I seeing the price of that? It's only $1,900 for that? Sign me up.
eBay.
Sign me up. Gently used
stair lift on eBay.
One of my favorite things ever is watching infomercials and just seeing people struggle through mundane shit.
This is
like
this
putting
you?
Away Tupperware is the hardest thing this person has ever fucking done. I love that.
Sometimes it's the hardest thing I ever hate dealing with Tupperware.
I don't use it. I avoid that drawer at all costs
you guys
because of
hate
that.
Leftovers
but,
in your house.
We don't want any leftovers.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, leftovers are kind of my life.
I don't go for leftovers. But, yeah. Like, stupid mundane shit. Man, how am I going to do this? It's so hard. Brush your teeth.
I really like to pay attention to the, like, arthritis medication commercials and just watch how many different activities they can do with their hands in the commercial.
Oh, and call them bullshit.
Well, no, because it's like very hand heavy. They're like, look at all the things we can do now because we took this medicine. It's a thing. No one else has
noticed
that.
Weird. I've never seen that one.
It's like most commercials for drugs.
Yeah.
Like now this person is happy after they've had whatever thing, or the Cosentyx, where like now they're wearing clothing that shows more of their skin.
Yeah, I like doing that too.
Was it the psoriasis one?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe my favorite is when they go to amusement parks because they don't have irritable bowel syndrome anymore. Because I'm happy for them.
That doesn't stop me.
Yeah. They could never go out in public because they might shit themselves at any point. And now they're taking this med. I'm getting on that roller coaster. I love that shit.
Can anyone explain to me why the number one side effect to all medication is diarrhea?
Because your body doesn't like it and wants to get rid of it.
Okay, fair. That's fair. It just like, that's typically, like...
Science.
You're a science teacher, right?
Yep, you know.
See? There we go.
Science of your bowels.
I feel like...
So you're a shit doctor.
I'm a shit doctor.
I had a student this week send me an email to say that they weren't going to be at school because they weren't feeling well. Mm-hmm. And they said, I'm sorry I won't be there because my stomach doesn't feel good. And then in parentheses it said, actually, it's my intestines, as I've learned in biology class.
Oh, wow. Nice.
True.
And I thought that was really cute.
And I salute you. I salute you.
That used to be the hat-off excuse. Nobody wanted to verify if you had the shits. No one. You try and, like, the way you did it was you always kind of, like, lightly insinuate that you have the shits, but not try not to tell them. And be like, I can't come in today, my stomach. And you're like, you're not saying that you're like throwing up or you're nauseous or anything. It's like, there's been some things going on in my stomach. And
but it's coming.
I don't know.
I've never done that.
You've
never had the shits. For real, for real.
But you basically just made it sound like you pretended like you did when you didn't want to go to work.
No, I would say that would be the greatest excuse. And nobody wants to verify or know that you have diarrhea.
Yeah. You all you have to do is say under the weather.
Food poisoning is a joke.
food poisoning means you're drunk.
Yeah, we had a saying. It was the fastest way to food poisoning was alcohol.
I'm not familiar with any of this.
Anytime
so like if somebody calls in and says, "No, oh, I know I what you're saying." Poisoning.
Yeah, but why would you cheat the system?
I don't know.
Especially when you just say you had cramps.
Well, I mean, when I call out sick, I go, "I'm sick."
Right.
I'm calling out sick.
Same. Yeah.
And I'm no one verifies time. Any of those things.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's
I don't give any more information.
Like, I don't think anyone's more likely to say, prove you have a sore throat. As I'd be like, prove you have diarrhea.
You just We're going to need a doctor's note.
Ooh, have you ever had to bring a doctor's note for missing work?
Not once.
But
it's not
past,
a real
like,
thing.
What, 4 days?
It's like saying in school shit's going on your permanent record. That shit ain't real.
You don't have a permanent record in school.
But you always have one in your brain.
So, this is really great that we're talking.
Are you telling me things I already know?
Have permanent records?
No, it's a lie.
No, there's literally a documented history.
But schools don't
all
share.
Shit that goes...
But where does it go?
It's a CUM file.
Right. No, until you're a senior.
And then...
They don't send that to fucking UC Santa Cruz.
Also, junior high doesn't even really necessarily tell high school what's going on.
So, I love that we're talking about this whole calling in sick because I'm currently working on a book project with the install manager at my job, and we're calling it Shit Excuses, where he has emailed me texts that he's gotten because people are calling in sick. And so on the left page, it's going to be the text with like looking like a text. And then I'm drawing illustrations the way I interpret what that text is.
Oh, really?
And there is some fucking funny shit that I'm going to draw pictures to.
I think that this is how, not that you've been seeking this out in your life,
uh-huh.
but this is how you become Instagram famous.
With a Shit Excuses book?
People like, this is Instagram, this is, yes.
I could see
that's BuzzFeed too.
So there's one. So I actually have a chunk that he's already sent me, and one of my favorite is just like the way I'm going to interpret it. So the text was, I've been up all night in the bathroom. I still don't feel good. I'm going to stay home. And my drawing is just somebody in a rave in their bathroom. It doesn't say anything about being sick.
Right.
And so the whole thing, it's just like somebody partying fucking all night in their bathroom, speakers and shit, glow sticks everywhere. I love that.
That's fun.
It's fucking fun.
Instagram famous.
It's going to be great.
I want to see your artist style.
And there's this, it's childlike whimsy is what it is. It's
childlike whimsy.
Can we
step
see the
up.
Sample?
No, I haven't drawn any of it yet. But there's this one kid who calls in sick once a week, and it's always involving either he, his wife, or one of his three kids having a fall. Everyone falls in their house.
Oh, dear.
And so there's going to be a whole series of just floors just bottoming out on people in his family.
I feel like they just live in M.C. Escher's house.
So funny. He also would always call in. There was one particular time where he said he couldn't come to work because he had to go to court because of his dogs. So then I have this whole thing about dog court. It's like the whole jury is just dogs, and he's standing there pleading his case.
Wait, are the cats we gotta his talk. Peers?
That's brilliant.
Or the judge is the cat.
Yes. So, dog jury. Yeah. And just little man talking his case. Yeah. I can't come into work. I have to go to court because of my dogs.
I'm
wait,
there to
what? Yeah.
In the galley.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's really good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I can't wait to subscribe to this book. Is that how things work now?
No, well, that's why it needs to be
subscribe
Instagram.
To this book. Yeah.
And what?
Because what happens is you make it an Instagram that then goes viral.
Then it becomes a coffee table book or something. Because we were just like, this would be a great bathroom book, which is why we called it Shitty Excuses. But it's just like people don't read books in bathrooms anymore. Like everybody's on their phone. Yeah. So you're right. It's Instagram. Yeah. So we just plug, yeah. And then we get a coffee table book out of it.
Yeah. Because then you have a following that you know will buy the book when
mm-hmm,
it comes out.
Mm-hmm. People have the funniest fucking reasons for not coming to work. And just spell it out. And you're right. Just like, I'm not feeling well. Just leave it at that.
I'm calling in sick.
Not feeling well.
We have great news, everyone. When we come back,
we have another
special guest. No, a regular guest. What do we call him now?
He's definitely not special.
You're not special. He's not special. But he'll be here. And if you listen every week, you'll know who's here. We're not going to tell you now.
You guys are idiots.
I can't. All right, it's closer.
Yeah,
but,
it's close. I can't.
I give up.
There are words I was going to trip up on. I don't know who Lemuel is, and I was not going to be able to.
Lemuel.
Yeah, but if I'm just reading, it's just going to get really hard. Who's Lemuel? Would somebody like to expand on
Laban
that?
And Lemuel.
What'd they do?
I thought you were going to read the question.
They were a bunch of slackers. Nephi was always doing all the work.
All the work.
Now, here's a fun angle on this game. I will read an answer, and I would love... Celestial Pursuit. We had announced this in the first segment that we were doing it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Before we get to that, with us in the second half, as per fairly regular, Antonio.
Sorry. Finger guns.
In case you couldn't hear it.
I could be way better than that.
There were finger guns.
Happy holidays for you, everyone.
Is it Hanukkah, Jewish Hanukkah?
Hey, Hanukkah's over.
Fox News' Hanukkah Christmas tree got burned down today. I don't know if anybody heard about that one.
Wait, what?
They have a Hanukkah Christmas tree? Well,
yeah,
Fox News, that sounds about accurate.
I'm a little biased. Some fucking idiot on Fox News said that their Christmas tree represented Hanukkah, and so it was a hate crime against everyone. They say these things. Their mouths move and these words come out.
That was your week.
Sorry.
And update.
Anyway.
There you go.
That was my low for the week or whatever the fuck.
Somebody set the Jack London Christmas tree on fire recently.
Was that the Hanukkah Christmas tree?
No, Fox News was saying it was a hate crime against everyone because it was also a Hanukkah tree.
Is this the same tree? No.
This is in New York.
They would never talk about anything in Oakland. Are you kidding me? It's Fox News.
Fox News just talked about our good friend Tommy.
That's true.
Yeah, in a negative way.
But they still talked about
it. Wait a minute. Wait, what?
Tommy
was on Fox News. What's the lady's
his
name?
TikTok was on Laura.
She's mad.
Always.
She's always
Tommy
mad.
Tommy had our friend Tommy.
Uh-huh.
He's great. He teaches Spanish at a high school in Oakland.
Señor Tomás.
And sometimes he goes to school in heels, sometimes in a dress,
in drag.
Partial
dress?
I feel like the dress is few and far between, but the heels are like once a week.
Sure. And he had a TikTok about how he likes to wear heels to school to make the queer kids that he teaches feel
comfortable.
Included. That was basically the essence of the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were the people.
Laura Ingram.
He were like, these are the who's teaching the youth.
That's amazing.
And the complaint, I believe, was that was ruining something, as opposed to making these kids who were feeling marginalized not feel marginalized.
Well, yeah, no, he's indoctrinating people. He's turning people gay, probably.
That's probably what she said.
That's how it spreads.
You know?
Through heels.
It spreads through heels.
Everyone's expression is great.
Like, if I'm gay people, if we had that power, everyone would be gay already. Be gay. So, like, we don't have that power, or else everyone, it would be 100%.
Yeah. Well, maybe you know it's very powerful and you're keeping it to yourself.
Mm, no.
No, they have no self-control.
Holy shit. Goddamn, Tommy got called out on Fox News. That, like, I want to do, like, an ice sculpture of him now in heels and deliver it to his front porch because
he
that's
would,
fucking
Laura
dope.
Laura Ingram's front
die.
Porch.
Of happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's.
No, I would do it, but I
am
not very good at ice sculpting.
I fucking love the fact
that. I don't know
that
Scott's got an ice sculpture.
Mm. All you need is a block of ice and a chainsaw.
It's true.
It's always
a true.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done it, but I imagine it would be passable as a human, my ice sculpture.
Did you guys ever go ice blocking?
Nope.
No. I know of it. Seen it.
Ice blocking is very fun.
What's that?
So you go to the grocery store and buy a block of ice.
Okay.
And then it's best to do in the summer.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah, because you want the ground. No, it does. Hold on.
Okay.
You want the ground to be warmer than the ice.
Okay.
Because you set the ice down on the ground and it starts to melt.
Okay.
You put a towel on top of the ice and you sit on it. And then you lift up your feet and you sled. Mm-hmm. But you go real fast because ice is melting. Mm-hmm. And so it's real slickery.
It's real slickery.
And you
if
go
you're
down
on
the
hill.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a good time.
It's like butter in a hot pan.
Exactly.
Indeed.
It's like butter.
I mean, I guess it looks better than the kids who just roll down the hill.
It's
I was
so
one
fun.
Of those.
It's so fast.
That sounds
so fast.
Unbelievably cool.
You go very fast.
That sounds really cool.
We could do it.
Because it would just be like pieces of cardboard where I came from.
Not as fast.
Where you just hope. No, that sounds really cool.
At least when you
I'm laughing. I'm laughing so hard because you threw out the word slickery, which is very near and dear to my heart, and so I love the fact that you said that.
It was pretty
cool. At least if you bomb horribly, you got to block ice.
You do got to be careful with the fingers.
Because the fingers can freeze or get crushed by ice.
Get crushed by ice. You don't want to put your finger under the block of ice.
Yeah.
Understood.
So, question... For those of us who aren't from Utah, where does one procure a block of
the
ice?
The grocery store.
The grocery store, obviously, Antonio.
Not in this area.
Costco's?
I don't know. The grocery store where I grew up, there was like, you know, there's an ice store where you buy bags of ice. Then
you
have blocks
of
ice.
You just go to like a liquor store.
Okay, you're saying this like that's something that can happen here in Oklahoma.
Did you guys never in college make ice luges?
No.
Again,
no.
Something that doesn't happen here in the Oaklands.
I feel like if you went to a butcher, you can get a block of ice.
Well, because when I was in college, we then would buy blocks of ice and carve out a luge.
Slide, or yeah.
Yeah, for shots.
And then for shots.
Yep.
And then you would pour the shot, and then you would drink the ice
again,
luge shot.
Again, seen this on TV, never actually happened.
It goes better when it's slickery.
Slickery shots.
Slickery shots.
I'm finding out I grew up in the wrong part of the country. I mean, for so many reasons, but now I also missed out on this ass play.
I don't think Taylor's ever met Ashley Leslie.
Maybe it's not the time.
I don't know.
Ashley Leslie is a gentleman who can't pronounce the word ice, so it's always ass. And there's a whole fucking... long
or beach.
Series.
It's
can't
the
say
funniest
beach
thing
either.
I've ever heard in my entire life.
Those are the words.
But anyway, I missed out on ass play growing up because we just had cardboard. That sounds fascinating, though. I
or,
love that.
Next time
you dining hall tray tables.
Ice.
No, tray tables. Trays.
So we have to do research.
When I was in college... Because I grew up where there's snow all the time. Then I went to college in Seattle where there's snow once or twice a year.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I learned about lunch trays.
Mm.
It would snow once or twice a year. And our dining hall was on a hill. So everyone would go grab the lunch trays and sled down the hill on the lunch trays.
Yeah.
They make good sleds.
I've experienced none of that because I've lived here in the Bay Area, Los Angeles... and Hawaii.
We just did it on grass.
We did it in high school.
Where?
San Jose. Morgan Hill.
Well, Morgan Hill. Yeah,
so we did it at UCSC.
Yeah, I never saw any of this stuff.
The Cowl Knoll, people be...
Down. I feel like I missed everything. I missed everything.
I know, and I also love the fact that Jan was like, I never got to do anything fun. I've only lived in the Bay Area, LA, and fucking Hawaii. I never got to do anything fun.
Yeah, I just had to. Yeah, they just canceled class when surf was good.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
My upbringing was a nightmare.
Eeyore.
Oh, bother.
And with that, I'm gonna transition us directly into Celestial Pursuit, and the big, you know, the front runners in this game, Aaron and Taylor here, but yeah. Open to all.
Oh, do we have to guess the answer or the question?
You're just asking questions.
I'm gonna start off by asking questions.
I feel like if they're just like rattling off answers and they're fucking just on it, then. We reverse it. You start just reading out answers, and they got to try to figure out what the question may have been. But first, yes,
it's impossible to say.
The little box is the kitty box, right?
Okay,
this kitty table. Yeah,
kitty table. Okay. Yeah, we're playing in Mudflaps, which I believe is Humanities, because I listened back to us playing this game before. And bonus points if you can answer in song. Who wrote the book, The Miracle of Forgiveness?
Well, first of all, we wouldn't answer in song because it's a book.
Fair enough.
And no one fucking knows.
Jesus H. Christ.
Okay, it was some guy named Spencer.
I was going to say that.
Carl Spencer.
See, look, Erin sort of did know, but she just didn't want to admit that she knew.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
There's the one Spencer.
Yeah, there's just
fair enough, fair enough. Okay, in scripture, this is kind of an all play. Anyone here who has ever heard of the Bible, read a Bible thing, might have a chance at this one.
Jesus.
How did the Lord cleanse the earth from wickedness?
Flood.
Wow, that was fast, but good.
Accurate.
Nice.
Okay, and this is in what we call, in the past have called carabiners, which is, I don't even remember what that is.
Lesbians.
Who did the Abenadi convert while he was a prisoner of King Noah?
Who did the Illuminati convert?
Who did the Abenadi? Or Abenadi?
Abendanai.
Do you know the answer? Having read that? Who'd they convert?
Is that the
Shadrach, one? Meshach.
And Vendigo?
No, that's Abendigo. Abendanai.
I know those names because of the Beastie Boys.
I was thinking the same.
We vote King Noah.
The answer is Alma, the Elder.
I never read his book.
Okay. Alma? All right. This is, I don't know what this is.
This is an all play.
Sure.
Sure.
They all are.
Because which of the articles of faith tells of our belief in the Godhead?
The first.
Wow, that was with confidence, both of them.
We believe in God the Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost.
So, woo! God the Father is the
now
Godhead?
In song.
There's three
of them are.
Just like
Catholic. Wait, what? Okay,
the
so
Godhead is the Trinity.
Okay, so I'd never heard of that terminology.
But
the
we
Godhead.
Think they're all separate. You know how the Trinity is like they're separate, but really they're all the same?
Yeah, Father, Son, Holy Ghost kind of thing?
Uh-huh. We believe Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but they're all actually separate.
They're just the head.
They're not actually the same.
They're the head of Voltron.
The trio at the top.
Yeah, the trio, but not the one. The three.
The triumvirate.
I like
it. You guys are doing really...
I like it.
I think you're doing fairly well with this card, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, so this one...
Taylor's arms are all crossed. Just
like,
bring me the next question,
she's like,
asshole.
First of all, these are too easy. What do we call people who join the church after the age of 8?
Posers.
Converts.
Correct.
What'd you say?
Losers.
Losers.
All right. Cult
members.
This is a fun question. What color were Joseph Smith's eyes?
Blue.
Wow, that she's well, really... that one sounds good. I think Taylor can burn a card one of these
days.
What's
a little Nazi-like?
This just makes sense.
He was.
This makes sense.
Ahead of his
are
time.
They doing too well on this?
No, not yet.
That was
shit.
Really good.
Hitler took some notes.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Did he also have a cloak over his head when he wrote Mein Kampf? Did Hitler have seeing stones?
Were there gold plates? Mein Kampf, gold plates, who knows?
It's the same.
Same shit, I like that.
I said before, if you manage to weaponize Mormonism, the world is done.
I mean,
you just got soldiers coming out.
Was Joseph Smith a failed art student as well?
Yeah.
Is there a common boxer. Thread?
Wasn't he also a boxer?
I don't know. Read the next question.
So this next question, I'm going to pose to everyone but Taylor and Aaron first.
Okay,
because
I
know they're going to get this one. I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
Jesus.
What does LDS stand for?
Latter-day Saints.
There you go, Scott.
Nice.
See, and Taylor and Aaron, was I right to bar you from that question? Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that meant.
That was latter day sucker.
Later days, sucker.
All right.
Latter days, latter days.
Yep.
Tomorrow's a latter day.
Here's a question. This is an all play.
Okay.
Where in the Bible do we find the book of Moses?
In the middle.
The New Testament. No, the Old
Testament. Old Testament. Yeah.
In between the covers.
This is a messed up question.
There's also not a book of Moses.
No.
You were correct.
He's in the Bible. The book of
Genesis?
No. Exodus.
No, the book
Leviticus
of Moses is nowhere.
Numbers.
It is in the Pearl of the Great Price.
Oh, that's not even in the fucking
that's
Bible.
That's in the Book of Mormon.
That's the thing. It's a trick question.
But Moses.
But Moses.
That's in the Greek. Yeah.
This is the book of
but
Moses.
But you told
not
me
Moses.
Bible.
Exactly.
Where in the Bible? The answer is
but
nowhere.
Moses,
so I got it right. I get a point for that one.
Yeah, this game is messed up.
Yeah, there's no like book of Moses.
Did you do it?
Okay. Who declared the Salt Lake Valley to be the right place for the saints to settle? And before I could even answer, finish asking the question,
Brigham
Taylor. Nice.
Fucking Young.
My mouth was full of whiskey.
I saw that.
I went to his university.
I've heard this.
And was also...
Months. 2.5 months, baby.
Not the one in
so
Hawaii.
Takes,
is Steve
That's
Young,
the third one.
Is Steve Young related to Brigham Young?
No.
If you can't get into Utah, and then you really can't get into Idaho, you then go to the Hawaii one.
Yeah, but that's the one that which is the one that they do the FBI recruiting from.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good answer.
But also, you never want to go to the Hawaii school because Jan, as he pointed out, Hawaii is a terrible place.
It's boring.
You never get to do anything fun there.
Oh, God, I'm in Hawaii. We did not have lunch trays. We had chicken katsu curry. Oh, God, it was so good.
We had bento boxes.
But you can't slide down a hill on chicken katsu curry.
You can't slide down a hill on katsu curry.
I bet you anything it's Idaho. The FBI thing. We need some real weirdos.
I mean,
straight from Middle America. Smack dab Middle America, the weirdest motherfuckers out there.
There's a big recruitment from Brigham Young, and I don't know which campus it makes sense.
Well, if it
sense,
just said Brigham Young, then it's probably Utah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to specify the other two.
They say BYU? What is that?
BYU.
That's Utah.
Utah. Okay, so yeah.
Otherwise, it's
BYU Idaho. BYU Hawaii.
In Hawaii, they didn't call it BYU Hawaii. Like they just called it BYU.
Well,
because it's Hawaii.
Well, that because you were
lazy.
At the university itself.
No, well, I wasn't there.
Okay.
Anyway,
oh
fair enough.
This is great. What?
How
is
many?
Wait, this is great.
How many stories does the church office building have? Does the new church office building have?
Not the old one, Aaron.
I still think it's 12.
Wait, church, can you repeat
how many stories does the
oh,
new...
Stories.
How tall is this
how
fucking
tall.
Place?
Oh, I was going, like yeah, like, what's the fucking...
All of them. They're all
Book
stories.
Of Moses.
Huh.
12 is incorrect.
9.
No.
3.
Good answer, but no. That
one?
Would be the
Ryan?
Answer.
It's very tall.
What?
How many stories does the new book of...
No,
the church office
Mormon.
Building.
The new church office
Very
building.
Tall.
The rectory?
16?
12.
28.
Mm, that's a big-ass building.
I had a really fun time. One of the last times I was in Salt Lake with people who had never been there before, we, like, did a little tour, and we were in the Joseph Smith Memorial Building where you can kind of look out over everything, and they were like, that's the building where the prophet lives in. And one of my friends was like, well, like, which of those windows, where does he live? And the tour guide was like, we don't really know. We can, and I was like, no, we do know it's that one. And she was looking at me like, we're not supposed to. I'm like, see the one with the like bulletproof glass? That's the prophet's apartment.
Makes sense.
She didn't like me, I don't think.
Huh. Were you also drinking a Dr. Pepper throughout the entire fucking...
A Mountain Dew. She was drinking Mountain Dew.
Full-on beer.
No, it was actually quite high.
Nice.
That makes more sense.
That's where we like, shut up, shut up, shut up. It's that one.
It's that one, guys.
And he's right there. Tunnel. Look, look, there's there he is.
He's waving.
He's waving. But only if you believe can you see him.
All right.
FBI and CIA recruit heavily from the Mormon population because they are usually cheaper to do a security clearance on. They often speak another language from their mission trips, and they usually have a low-risk lifestyle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No drink, no smoke, no cussing, no problem.
And they're typically fucking ripped in great shape. Lots of exercising happens.
I disagree with that. Again,
Hitler.
So, I maintained for a long time that teachers would make the best FBI agents. And then on LinkedIn, I got a notification that was like, the FBI is recruiting teachers. And I was so excited, and I clicked on it, and then it said I was too old.
You're too old.
You're way too old.
Which was rude.
Sorry. I don't know.
But here's the thing.
You're aged.
Teachers should be recruited as hostage negotiators.
Mm. Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. My entire job is to convince people to do things that they don't want to do without knowing I'm convincing them to do it.
That's pretty good.
It's true.
It's good stuff.
My whole job.
You talk people off ledges quite often.
All the time.
So the two of you need to be in Langley.
Whoops.
Langley, yeah.
This is what we're talking about here.
By the way, if you need a reference to prove that you're young enough, you can call my mom.
I'm not, though.
Go on.
He's not of age.
My passport might say this, but Antonio's mom says I'm 20. So.
All right,
and she's an adult.
It works out.
All right, two more on this, and then you're going to play the other way. Who was the father of Jacob and Esau?
Enos.
Abraham.
Joseph.
No, no,
no.
No.
Adolf.
No.
Oh, it's Goebbels.
The answer we were looking for? Isaac.
Isaac.
I was like, Goebbels. Isaiah? No. And then I was like, it's another I. Yes.
Of course it was Isaac.
Because he was like, I want to kill my kid.
Okay.
Of course it was Isaac.
What book in the Book of Mormon tells the story of a man's day-long prayer for forgiveness of sins?
My favorite one.
Never heard of it.
The book of, we'll call it...
The Da Vinci Code.
Alma 3.
I'm alone in this apartment.
The Book of Rittenhouse.
The third book of Nephi.
Oh, wow. That was some solidarity on that one. Mm-hmm. But the answer we were looking for? Enos.
Oh.
Fuck that guy. No one knows.
All right.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
So.
This is that one day of prayer. That's all I got.
I think it's like that one that's like three pages.
Is this that one day of prayer?
Yeah.
Literally.
So, when
so now, Scott's going to read you an answer, and you're going to figure out the question.
I don't think we are.
Let's try it for three, and then we'll move on.
I think we should try it for one.
Because it could be fun. It could be fun. Okay. Probably not going to be, but let's see what happens.
And the answer is?
The reorganized church.
The polygamists! Who are the polygamists?
What is the break-off church in Texas?
Let me make sure that I'm reading this from the right...
We did good. I think we did all
What's really funny... So here's the... Wait, oh. I have two crosses. That's why I didn't make any sense. I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
Fucking idiot.
Who now owns the Kirtland Temple?
Really, the Reformists do?
The Reorganized Church is the answer.
Kirtland. They
question.
Sell out to
Costco, is that
who now owns the Kirtland Temple?
Is her name's Emma, right?
Don't know.
Joseph's wife.
Did you ever go to the pageant?
No, but I have many friends who did.
Good.
I even had a friend who was in it as a wise man.
Ooh.
Like big time.
So were you two like Mormon Eagle Scouts?
I'm not a boy.
How do you know all that? Well, okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Laurel. I was a Laurel. I did a Laurel project.
Oh. Wow. This just got smacked.
No, I was doing the very gendered thing of like boys got Boy Scouts.
The Laurel project was equal to the Eagle project, and I did one and you didn't. Just because you regret that now.
Equal in whose eyes, Aaron?
Mine.
Jesus. The Lord's. The lowards.
Girls, but not guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Separate give this a little bit of thought.
No. Wait, no.
Okay. The answer is the celestial degree of glory.
What is?
Something about the temple.
If you...
And I will start... Temple. The question starts with, to what?
To what?
The answer is the celestial degree of glory. The question begins with to what?
To what?
To what is given
at the temple?
To whom is much desired?
When you get married. Go on a mission.
The question is to what? Oh. Ryan's on to something. Actually, marriage. He's on to something.
Marriage.
To what?
Marriage. Achievement? Sealed for all eternity. Endowment.
Cats, dogs living together. Mass hysteria. You're on to something, though. To what achievement? Ryan's on to something.
What's the answer again?
The answer is the celestial degree of glory.
To what achievement is blank attributed?
The priesthood?
To what achievement is holy matrimony?
Whoa, now, the word achievement is not okay. In the question, but he's on to something with that. It's a synonym
like
of...
Like, endowment. Or like,
yeah. He's on to
like
something.
What gift is given or title is given to those who rise through the ranks of...
Stealing.
Does it have both priesthoods?
You know what's funny is I'm giving it to him. This is great.
Just tell us the answer.
The answer is the celestial degree of glory. The question is, to what degree of glory do we want to go?
Oh.
Ryan was fucking fine. It painfully.
I was kind of like going for it originally, and then I started
painfully.
Going way off to the
he was getting there, but that well done. Well done. And you...
So what the fuck are we doing this for?
You win some golden plates. Don't show them to anyone, but tell us what's on them. And we will believe you.
Go hide in the closet and read it.
And I... Erman Thurman. Mm-hmm.
Erman Thurman. Uma Thurman.
Oh, here's another one. Can we do this one? This is great. This is great. We're going to go from the answer first. Okay.
Wait, we don't have to do the opposite thing anymore?
No, I'm giving you the answer first. This one is going to be super easy for everybody. It's an all play. Pay attention, Antonio. The answer is the mosquito.
One of the plagues.
That is Brad God's word.
What was the third plague?
Of Moses.
No.
What is a pest in the Garden of Eden?
This game's so hard. The mosquito, Ryan. Any guesses?
To what achievement do we...
What insect sucked the blood of Joseph Smith?
What was the smallest...
Nope.
...thing
clone
on Noah's Ark?
On Noah's Ark, yeah.
Ooh, that'd be good.
What insect gave the saints a lot of problems in...
Oh, Salt Lake.
...Nauvoo?
Oh, in
Salt Lake, it would have been the cricket, the cicadas.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Crickets?
What is Nauvoo?
What's the word?
The fictitious place that happened in
the seagulls came.
Star Wars.
Yeah, the seagulls, and ate the pests.
Yep.
Okay, now
that's in Utah, though.
This is the last one, and I know you have to know. All I'm gonna do is read the answer. Fall into song.
Oh, okay.
Jesus once was a little child.
A little child like me. Jesus once was a little child like me.
Nice.
Bonus points for singing.
It sounds a lot like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Is that right?
No, that's the answer.
Oh,
the question is, from what song do we learn that Jesus played as little children play?
Oh.
The answer is, Jesus once was a child.
Little
child like me. He lived under the ocean and had a friend.
Named Patrick, who was a starfish.
Close.
That's lived in a pineapple under the sea. Jesus once was me.
Joseph Smith Pants.
Smith pants.
Things have really gone off.
I would wear Joseph Smith pants. Joseph
Sphinx stance.
Have you seen the Joseph Sphinx?
No.
Okay, the next time anyone goes to Salt Lake City, you need to go. There is a sculpture garden in which there is a Joseph Smith Sphinx.
Fun.
Just his face on a lion?
Yeah, Sphinx.
But it's just
my
his
mom's
face.
Favorite, like, I think it might be the first thing Ryan ever saw in Utah.
Is it out of marble?
Like, we, like, that's landed, amazing. And my mom was like, now we see Joseph Smith Sphinx. My mom loves this shit.
Quartz.
It's like first Mormon spectacle.
Oh, sure. Like, but it's not even, concrete. I don't even
straight.
Think
now, question, was this before or after you went jean shopping and saw the polygamists?
Oh, definitely
this is well
before.
This is years before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now I know. I got a little timeline on that.
I know a polygamist.
I think it's sad. Because
most Mormon men who have married twice are polygamists. Just not on this earth.
Tricky.
I think it's
that's
sad
tricky.
That Taylor and I didn't get the chance to sing more songs.
Yeah,
me
I want
too.
Primary song
okay.
questions.
Yep. Okay,
we're good at that.
All right, Jan and I are digging.
That book
we're digging deep.
All right, here's one.
Here we go.
From what song do we learn that that's the same song? We did that one already. Nope. It's always the first question. Oh, here. Okay, complete this lyric. Blank me, walk beside me.
Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that life must know.
Break me, fuck me.
Finger, bang me.
Choke me, fuck me, pull my hair. Choke me, spank me, pull my hair.
Finger
I love how quickly Antonio's face just went to that dark place. He's like, what?
Blank me, blank me.
So that song is called Choke Me, Finger Bang Me, Jesus Was a Little Child? What a weird song.
Like me.
That's a weird song.
All right, here's another one. How does a family, quote, learn to know each other? Quote, end quote, in a favorite primary
finger
song.
Finger bang.
Wait, say it again.
How does a family, quote, learn to know each other, end quote, in a favorite primary song?
Families learn to know? Well, families can be together forever.
Well, popping,
someday.
Popping corn and having fun.
Oh my God.
Please sing that song.
I looked out the window.
And what did I see? Popcorn popping on the apricot tree.
Woo!
Spring has brought me
such
a big surprise.
Blossoms popping right before my eyes.
Now, how do we get to the family learn to know each other?
And make a treat.
A popcorn ball that can smell so sweet. It wasn't very strong, but it seemed to be. Popcorn popping on the apricot tree. Whee!
Now, I want you guys all
awesome.
To know what
awesome.
Happened to me this week. That involved Aaron singing.
An apricot tree?
I was listening back to old episodes because I sometimes like to know what we've talked about because I forget.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a bad idea.
And I was getting my oil changed, and the guy walked up to my window, and as he walked up to my window, Aaron started singing a Mormon song. He's like, "What are you listening to?" A hilarious podcast. Is all I said. And he goes, okay, cool. And then he walked away. And I was like, oh, shit.
Nice.
He thought I was just listening to one lady singing.
Was I singing when I grow up? I
that's
want
the
to
one.
Be a mother
that's
and have
one.
A family. One little, two little, three little babies of my own.
That is exactly the song you were singing.
Of all the jobs. For me, there is no other than to be a mother. Four little, five little, six little babies of my own.
Is this the one thing, the one note that Hitler didn't take? Is that you don't need to make inflammatory and comments and yell all the way to indoctrinate people.
Just
sometimes just sing
songs.
A little song.
He also maybe need to learn, you don't need to kill hella people, you just need to really produce more people.
So, okay.
Yeah, just produce your own peeps.
Yeah.
I have a card I would just love really quickly recognize if everybody can give me the fillers for this.
Okay.
Y'all know the answer, but I would love to hear
Okay.
So, I have a blank. A lovely blank. with flowers blossoming ever fair. What do you think the blanks are?
I'm going to go with... Wait, how many are there?
Two. I have a blank.
I can't think of the two.
A lovely blank with flowers blossoming ever fair.
And garden. A garden is what I would go
Can
with.
Can you hum it?
Or it could be bush.
What do you think?
Bushes and gardens. I don't know.
It turns out it's a cemetery.
I feel like he's close.
All right, y'all.
I said garden originally.
Mother.
No, garden.
Oh, I said garden originally.
That's what we all said.
I know.
Yeah, you were doing
But that's also...
I have a mother.
It's, and it's actually garden twice. I have a garden. A lovely garden.
Is this a song?
But on the last time that we had blanks and blanks, we got finger bang, and I was hoping somebody would say, I don't know.
I got a lovely...
I did go with
bush. Exactly.
I went bush.
I was hoping people would go gross with it. The answer is garden.
Okay.
Doubled over.
You both know really well. That's real fun.
From Mormonism?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I don't know.
Better than the pop.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouth of decadence. Is that a Mormon song? I'm going hungry.
I would like to ask, in favor of the people out there in the world, are we still recording? And if we are, should we be?
Oh,
we're coming to a close.
And let us know. At threeisthefunniest@gmail.com.
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way I to please him, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. I'll be a sunbeam for him. Toot toot!